Yes, the audition tape, the famous fabled audition tape. It was just one of those things, you know. My agent called me and said they're casting for Lord of the Rings. It's a big deal. I knew about Lord of the Rings. I'd read The Hobbit when I was younger, so I was massively keen to be a part of it. And I knew Peter Jackson was directing, so that was even more exciting. And she said, look, they're looking for an English actor, so you have really got to get in there and prove that you can be English. So I got a dialect coach and started working on the accent. And they basically said, look, you know, you can go into the casting office, they can put you on tape there, and the tape will be sent to Peter. I just didn't like the idea of going to an office and being put on tape there. I just didn't feel like it was conducive to my passion for the role of the project. So I decided to do my own tape. And it wasn't something I'd ever done before, but I felt like it was appropriate to this particular circumstance. Yeah, I got a costume, got a Hobbit costume, and went into the Hollywood Hills and filmed a few scenes and put it all together and gave them the tape, and it was sent to Peter. And that was kind of it. I eventually met him and did the audition over again. But from his story, he says that he'd already cast me when he saw the tape, which is funny because I ended up auditioning again. He made me wait a while.